listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for insider news, videos, and photos on the Cleveland Browns straight from Berea. Get the latest on player transactions, the draft, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, your most trusted source for Browns news. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. Apparently, Tiger Woods 3-putt bogey on his first hole.
Ugh, come on. You know what?
Do you want to see him do well?
I do want to see him do well. I'm a Tiger guy.
He's
just
so
like the kid
not
is.
Going to do well.
I don't want to see him do
does
well.
Does he make the cut?
I don't
yes.
know.
He does make the cut.
I think he makes the cut, but he is playing at like 10 a.m. on Sunday
but
morning.
But my gig is, it's like, I'll give him a pass, like, to 3-putt the first hole. That's just, that's not so much his game as it is his, you know.
That's his mentals, bro.
That's his mentals, exactly. Exactly.
That's his mentals. That's what the issue is.
Yeah.
He's yeah, got there's the, a lot of
We've
issues.
All got those issues, don't we?
Tiger's third to 4 feet for birdie. All right, so he made a birdie. He's back to even. Apparently, he birdied number two. Back
so one
even.
Of the courses I played last week down in Florida, their slope was 12 and a half, and the Masters was 13 this week.
The stimp meter.
It was ridiculous last week. I spent some quality time on a couple holes, literally chasing my ball from one side to the other.
You gotta just be gentle, bro.
I was. You know what? For the most part, I was pretty good on the putts.
That's the one thing that I struggle with.
I was pretty money, but there were two that I just put in bad spots, and I'm like, this is going to be brutal.
It is certainly tough. It's certainly tough when you get above the hole when it's that fast.
Yep.
Can make a man very nervous.
Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
That's why you just got to drink.
216-578-0850. Mark in Silver Lake, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. You know, I knew why I wanted to hit on the air and what I wanted to say, but then you said Mel Kiper. And never mind. The FCC has rules about certain words you can't use on the air.
Yes, they
all
do.
All of them come to mind when I hear the name Mel Kiper. But anyway, but I digress. You know, all this talk about the uniforms, really, it's, you know that old expression when you give a woman a box of candy and you say, sweets for the sweet? Well, this is duds for the duds. I don't care if they're playing in burlap and it's held on with a rope around their waist.
I know. They got to win.
I
agree.
Know. That's it. That's all I care about. And you had mentioned Mitchell Schwartz. I like him a lot, but
I
don't think he belongs at tackle. I think he's got to be moved inside. I've seen too many guys get around him. He's a great guy. He's smart. He's big. He's strong. But I think he's more of a guard than he is a tackle. That's just
so
my opinion.
If Bowie can play there, then you're able to slide him in. Bowie becomes your right tackle, and you have Greco to kind of swing all around the interior. You could also, if that is a natural fit, I mean, Betonio was great at guard, but Betonio could easily play right tackle.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of what they want to do, what they think is the best for that team. All right, 216-578-0850, Mike and Zania. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
Good, Matt. How are you?
Hey, I just called to – I don't think Manziel's had a fair chance. Do you?
Well, no, not necessarily fair, but it's – I think a lot of the fault with which has been given to him for his lack of production on the football field was his own fault, simply because he tried to flip a switch to become a pro simply because his number was called, as opposed to going all in and to, you know, when he lost the competition, was being one play away consistently every single week. We can all say that he wasn't. And when his number got called is when he tried to crank up, and we heard he was spending, you know, sleeping here at the facility trying to catch up. And that was his own fault.
Yeah.
The Johnny Manziel that is going to come out of rehab is not getting a fair shake. And that's the Johnny Manziel that
Correct.
Matters for the Cleveland Browns. And I think he's got to get a fair shake. You got to see what you have in him. It is entirely possible that he comes out, does everything the right way, and is still not a success in the NFL.
Yes.
It's also entirely possible he comes out, does everything the right way, and is a success in the NFL. We just don't know. We just don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's the story that we all hope happens.
Get that opportunity. It's time now to go north of the border for one of our favorites, Cam from Canada. Yes. Cam, how are you, man?
I'm doing awesome.
Cam, you really stepped up your Twitter game, by the way.
You know, it's just one of those things. I just, like I said on Twitter the other day, when you guys played that Uptown Funk when I was coming on the show there.
Yeah, you said it was big time.
That was the biggest moment of my life outside of being a father. That was huge for me. So,
good.
Yeah.
I was just up north of the border, Cam. I just got back yesterday.
Yeah, that's a nice area. That's a little edgy, St. Catharines, Niagara Falls. That's you have to mind your P's and Q's in those towns, but they're definitely beautiful towns for sure.
They were. My wife and I enjoyed ourselves for about 36 hours, and we got back home.
Awesome. Yeah, I was just out spotting my walleye spots for the summer yesterday, so we'll pull some 9-10 pounders out of where I am. So you guys will have to come up fishing sometime. I'll see you guys at training camp. I'm coming down there. So.
Good. We look forward to that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so just a couple of things. I'll really go quick because I know we have a lot of people. I just want to kind of remind people that Johnny was afflicted, untreated as well, afflicted by a disease that stops people from even being able to pull the strength up to, you know, phone in sick and that kind of thing, or pay a power bill. Like, the mental energy in alcoholism and addiction is unbelievable. So I give him a lot of power and credit for even pulling together what he did. I don't know if he's a good business investment. He's a great kid and a great player, and I hope it works. But I don't know if he's a good business investment, but I hope it works for him. And then as far as Hausler goes, just a couple more quick points. Hausler, what he does now for me is he allows you to take true OL deal in the second and or first and second picks. And then I think what they need to do is now that tight end, I was thinking tight end or linebacker somewhere in the first six picks, but now you can go pure skill through those picks picks 3 through 6. I think 7 through 10, I want four guys that don't even know what letter they start the Wunderlich test with. I want guys that don't even know that it starts with a W. I want guys that run, you know, their 500 bench and maybe they
you
went
some
to
athletes.
Three junior colleges and four, you know, major colleges and, you know, switched four high schools. I don't care. This play like a Brown. Throw that out. We need to take some chances on some athletes in those first four last four picks if they don't work out, even if two of them do, but get those guys that fall out of the first five or six rounds because of attitude. I'm not talking about, you know, opening up San Quentin or, you know, the state pen or whatever, but I'm talking about get some freaks in here.
And I think the Browns will look to do it, but they got to play like a Brown. You know, they've got to be guys that, and as Mike Pence said, they can't all be choir boys, but I think this team is going to look at character strongly in this draft. Hiram in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Hiram?
What's going on? I wanted to make a comment about, I want to talk to you and Matt about the Browns defense, but I wanted to make a call about Mitchell Schwartz.
Yep.
I mean, people only think about the plays that, you know, he gave a beat for a sack and this, that, and the other. If you watch him closely, he's pretty solid. I agree with you, Nathan. He's pretty solid at tackle. I have no issues
with Mitchell Schwartz.
Right. But, you know, Joe Thomas had his issues with the guy in Buffalo and so forth and a couple other guys. And you're going to get beat at times. But, you know, it just shocks me on what fans, you know, sit up there and see and what they want to believe instead of watching every single down like some people do. But, Matt, I had a question for you about the Browns defense.
Sure.
I'm going to throw this out. I wasn't pleased with the Browns defensive staff last year for a number of reasons. I think they made some critical bad decisions about who to keep and who not to keep and for the reasons that were unacceptable. I think they got – and Mike Pettine is – I've been following football for over 30 years. And Mike Pettine is the first defensive-minded head coach I've ever seen that has a pass rush first mentality as opposed to stopping the run first and then unleashing your pass rush. They and I watch formations, I look at personnel groupings, the whole nine. They thought that they could get in the AFC North with all these different pass rushers on the field at the same time. You can't do that and then just neglect the run. And you know, them deactivating some of the better run stoppers indicated that. And even the defensive line coach even came out and said, well, I can't take these guys off because of their pass rush. Well, you got to stop the run, too. Now, the bad news is that they had that philosophy. The good news is that they seem to have learned from that philosophy. But as a staff and getting the most out of your players from last year, they were asking guys to rush first. And some of these guys, like Phil Taylor, if you ask Phil Taylor to stay in a nose tackle and take on the double team, that's his game. Getting upfield, trying to rush the passer, that's not his game.
You're right
and
about
he
that.
He did that.
You're
he
right. And I think what's reassuring is – And this comes from a rookie head coach and a first year defensive coordinator as well. And having the opportunity to spend time with Jim O'Neill both on and off air, you heard about his emphasis on stopping the run, and also too, they have gone back and rewatched. And I think to not make excuses, but injuries played a certain part with Barkevious Mingo playing with one shoulder, Phil Taylor in and out of the lineup, John Hughes missed significant time, Armonte Bryant missed significant time. So it was a very talented group. I think Ataba Rubin, in my eyes, just catching offensive linemen, and in some cases on the heat, his heels, right in the lap of Carlos Dansby and Robertson and Kirksey as well. But what I love is that this defense has had an opportunity to go back and watch it. You've got a defensive coordinator that will probably open his meeting when he has his defensive players in the room and literally throw up on them how they're going to stop the run and the philosophy,
the
philosophy that they're going to use to do so. And on their way to stopping the run, they will transition into pass rushers. But the emphasis, again, is on stopping the run. That is the mindset. It is an attitude. I've been a part of some great 3-4 defenses that have stopped the run, well under 100 yards. And in doing that, we've also been able to create turnovers and also lead the league in sacks. But as you said, Hyrum, you hit it on the head. You've got to stop the run because you make a team one-dimensional, and it's very difficult on a defense to play 50-50 football guessing whether it's a run or a pass with your inability to stop the run.
Stop the run and set up the opportunity to get after the quarterback. Let's go to our guy Johnny B in Pittsburgh. Johnny B, how you doing today?
Oh, hey, how you guys doing? How you doing, Matt?
Good, man. How are you? It's good to be back.
Doing great. And like I've been saying, it is another great acquisition for Farmer. And the fact of the matter is now, my prediction a couple weeks ago, 9-7, and the future is the AFC North is ours, doesn't look so bleak now, does it?
No, it does not.
The team is there. It's going to be contingent upon the quarterback play. This team is only going to go as far as their quarterbacks take them. The team has improved everywhere else, and you're still going to get to add these draft picks in. I am excited about where this 53 is going to be. Can we get the quarterback play we need to get over the hump? That's the big question.
Well, Nathan, as I've been saying all along, and I even have a couple followers in social media across the state agreeing that don't underestimate Josh McCown.
I agree with that.
Simply because Mike Pettine is a great coach, he has a great future, and I really feel with the offensive line that they will be able to bring the most out of McCown. But also, I have to agree with you a little bit, Nathan, because if they do go offensive line, they need that kid from Florida State, and they need a center, so that's not as, bad as people been, attacking you for. But I also feel that we have to pray Danny Shelton's there because, guys, if he's not, that just, adds a little more difficulty to an already a difficult situation. So have a great day up there, guys, all the Browns fans.
You got it, Johnny B. Appreciate the call, brother. Danny Shelton goes 14 in Mel Kiper's latest mock, which we'll get into. It turns out tomorrow we'll go in depth in that. But Danny Shelton is there on the board for the Browns, and he was in Don Banks' draft as well. So he seems to be sliding a little bit. It'll be interesting to see what the Browns do if, say, both Devontae Parker and Danny Shelton are on the board. Do they go Shelton? Do they go Devontae Parker there? Is there a pass rusher that they like enough at that spot to consider? Now, he's got the pass rushers going early and often, does Mel Kiper. And again, we'll talk about that tomorrow. When we come back, we're going to get into fact or fiction here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.